Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, Salam and welcome to the program. In these blessed moments and days, let us recite this prayer from the Quran. Our Lord, do not make our hearts swerve after you have guided us and bestow your mercy on us. Indeed, you are the All-Munificent. Ramadan is the month of the Quran, and one of the main teachings in the Quran is the attention to the life after death, the life which is shaped by our deeds and is endless. The afterlife is so important that it has been mentioned in 1,200 ayahs of the Noble Quran. Moreover, in other ayahs, the calculation of our deeds on the Day of Judgment has also been mentioned in other ayahs. The ayahs of the Quran and the narrations of the Prophet of Islam and his infallible successors reveal the fact that the Day of Judgment is a very hard and intolerable day. It is the day in which the sky is rent apart, the sun is wound up and turns dark, the stars are scattered and fall down, the mountains are set moving, the sky become like hot metal. On this day, the trumpet or sur will be blown 2 times. The first time will cause all living creatures to die, and the second time will revive them to stand at the divine court of justice. God says that everyone's soul suffices as their own reckoner. This means that on the Day of Judgment, our deeds will be embodied. The tongue will be mute, and many witnesses, such as the angels, the infallible imams, and our body organs, will testify our deeds. Thus, none of us will be able to deny and conceal our sins. According to the Quran, on that day, everyone will escape from their near and dear ones. Even nursing mothers will leave their babies. In such unimaginable conditions, a beautiful and luminous companion will be very soothing. The Prophet's fifth infallible successor, Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace upon him, says that when everyone stands in God's presence on the Day of Judgment, the reality of the Quran passes through the people as a radiant creature and is embodied before God. Then it will intercede for those who have been habitual reciters of this book and practiced its teachings, and God will accept the intercession of the Quran. A hadith from the Prophet's 11th infallible successor, Imam Hassan Askari, peace upon him, reads that on the Day of Judgment will appear with a beautiful face among people and will ask God for reward for those who used to respect it and fast in it. For sure, the recitation of the Quran in the blessed month of Ramadan is of special importance, as we have said many times. Meanwhile, the Prophet's fourth infallible successor, Imam Zainul Abidin, also known as Sajjad, peace upon him, looks at fasting in a different way. He says, "You should know that fasting is a curtain that God has put on your tongue, ears, eyes, and stomach to safeguard you against the hellfire. Dear listeners, these words are in fact the explication of the Prophet's hadith where he says, "Fasting is a shield against the hellfire." Imam Sajjad goes on to say, "So, if your body organs gain calm behind this curtain, be hopeful that you are immune. But if you left them to continue their disorderly and irregular moves, pushing away the curtain, looking with sensuality and trespass the divine limits, then do not be immune of the curtains tearing up, because this is the outward of fasting, and what is important is the spirit and inward of it." In view of the fourth Imam, a fasting person should not be content with mere abstention from eating and drinking. He should rather keep his eyes, ears, tongue, and other organs against evil deeds. He must not let his tongue utter evil words, insult, backbite, or calumniate others. He should also prevent his ears from listening to useless and forbidden sounds and words. This is true about his other organs too. As it has been mentioned before, our body organs are the doors to our heart. So, keeping them aloof from sins and evil deeds will guarantee the health of the heart. This is taqwa, or God-weariness, which has been mentioned in Ayah 183 of Surah Baqarah as the fruit of fasting. In the second part of this program, we continue the discussion of the things that nullify fasting. It was said that thick dust nullifies fasting if it reaches the throat. This includes both edible dust like flour and dust of soil. The steam in bathroom or sauna does not nullify fasting unless it is so thick that turns into water drops and is swallowed. Most jurisprudents maintain that smoke of cigarettes and other tobacco products nullifies fasting. But the smoke of a car that reaches the throat accidentally does not nullify fasting. As for those who suffer from asthma and have to use a special spray, if the spray contains some medicine, it will nullify fasting. But if fasting is not possible or too difficult without the spray, the person can use it and it will not nullify fasting. Oxygen that is inhaled for artificial respiration does not nullify fasting as long as it is gas.